Someone asked me about this past Shabbos, if he's allowed to order a taxi for him to leave right after Shabbos. He had a flight leaving at 11 o'clock from JFK. He didn't know how close it was to Shabbos when the tickets were originally booked, and he was getting nervous. Shabbos ends the earliest, 8:33, by the time the taxi comes and packs the bags and needs to get to the JFK and go through all customs, the big family and all the luggage. He was very concerned that he might miss the flight. So he wanted to know if there's any heter to have the cab come earlier and pack the bags before Shabbos was over. So there are really two different shailas that one has to address here. Number one is just ordering the taxi, having a taxi come to, let's say, be there immediately after Shabbos is over. So let's say the different zman of when Shabbos ends, but let's assume the earliest zman that's pretty widely accepted, 45 minutes after Shkia, so it was 8:33. So 8:33 as the earliest zman, could you have a taxi come to be at the house 8:33 in a few seconds after Shabbos? So what's the shaila? Well, the shaila is you can't do a mila akam. You know, we're not allowed to do tell a goy to do something on Shabbos for us, and to help him to do something would be usher, and driving a car certainly would be usher. So you have him come to your house 8:33, 8:34. That would require him driving from somewhere beforehand while it was still Shabbos. Is that permitted? So the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Vav Simon Chaf Hei thinks it's completely usher. Since a non-Jew is coming dafka to drive to your house, he's doing malacha for your benefit, and therefore it would be considered a mil akam, and you cannot have him show up at your doorstep right after Shabbos. If he's after Shabbos ready, whatever amount of time it takes him to drive to your house, 5-10 minutes away, then that's allowed. But to be waiting for you right when Shabbos is over, that would be usur, since it requires him driving on Shabbos for you. However, the Orcha Shabbos argues on this. It's in Chelek Beis, Perek Chav Gimel, Sif Samechei. He says that a Yid who orders from Erev Shabbos, a non-Jewish driver, to meet him after Shabbos is over, if it's completely permitted. Not completely, I should say. He says, Yesh Lodun Lahatir Zos. It requires some explanation, but he seems to allow one to do this. And the footnote, he explains why he thinks it's permitted to have a non-Jew meet you right after Shabbos. And the explanation goes as follows. It's based on a taz in the end of Simen Reish Ayin Vav, and there's Mishnah Berurah there as well, Sif Katan Chav Zayin, that you're allowed to tell a Nachmi to wash the dishes. Washing dishes on, let's say, Friday night. So in theory, you're allowed to wash dishes as well, if it's preparation for tomorrow morning, which is Shabbos as well. But let's say, the non-Jew, in order to have to wash dishes, he or she needs to see what's going on, they're going to have to turn a light on. So they're doing that, and that's permitted, says the Taz, because they're doing this for their own benefit. You just told them to wash the dishes, which is allowed on Shabbos, given other circumstances. But for them to decide to use a light, or for them to even use hot water, that's their decision, that's their prerogative, and therefore it's not bichlal your iser. So here as well, says the Orcha Shabbos, that you ask them to just to be waiting for you at your door for when Shabbos is ready. The fact that they drove, that was to make it possible for themselves. You never asked them to drive. You just asked them to be waiting for you. How do you get there? So that's what they decide to get there, using a car, of course. But you never told them to drive on Shabbos to get to you. You never told them to turn a light on to wash the dishes. You told them to do a malacha that's permitted, to wash dishes. You told them to do malacha way outside for me. But to drive, that's only putting them in the possibility, and therefore Orcha Shabbos thinks it's permitted to have the cab waiting for you outside for when Shabbos is over. But the question that was asked me, so assuming that's correct, like the Orcha Shabbos, that one's allowed to do this, are you allowed to have them already start packing the bags from before Shabbos is over? So now you're asking them to do something for you, to pack the bags. So the question becomes, on Shabbos itself, before Shkia, it's certainly Asr. You can't do Hachana. And Amir al-Akam, even on Isr Midirbanan, such as Hachana, is problematic as well. It's not allowed. But there is a heter brought down in Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos, which is between Shkia and Teis HaKochavim, is a time period where it's suffix, whether it's daytime or nighttime. So that, there's already a heter, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, and again, more extensively, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Shin Samach, Shin Mem Beis, rather. There's one Sif there. They describe the Allah as related to Bein HaShemashos. And the way the Shulchan Aruch says is, if it's for a tzorach mitzvah, you're allowed to tell a goy to do a melacha for you during Bein HaShemashos. You can tell them to light the candles for you, turn on the fire, something along those lines, all permitted during Bein HaShemashos. That's the understanding. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because when the Chachamim goes there on Amir Lakum, which is only in Isser Medirabanan, they were not gozer in the time period of Bein Hashemashos. That was never part of the Gezerah. So whenever there's a Tzorach Mitzvah, and the Mishnah Berurah adds that there's a Hefsid Mammon or a Tzorach Gadol, one's allowed to tell a Nachri to do a Malacha during Bein Hashemashos. An interesting example Mishnah Berurah brings is lighting a Yartai candle for Yontif. If a person forgot, and it's now Bein Hashemashos, it's between Shkia and Teisa Kochavim, the Shabura says, since nowadays people are ha'olam nizharim ma'od, the practice of people are very, very particular about lighting a yortai candle for a relative who passed away. So since that's been the practice, that's considered tzarach gadol. So now this particular situation, if the person misses a flight and they're going to lose a hefsid meruba, all the flights missed, and having to pay for new tickets, that would be very, very expensive. Are you allowed to do this Bein Hashemashos? So now, what comes up is an interesting discussion. Whether this Heter Bein Hashemashos, does it apply only on Erev Shabbos, or does it even apply on Motzei Shabbos, the Bein Hashemashos Motzei Shabbos? So that's an interesting discussion. Now, before I move to Motzei Shabbos, I want to just point out, on the Erev Shabbos Heter Bein Hashemashos, it starts at Shkia. Everyone agrees when Shkia is each week. The question is, when Tzeis? Is Tzeis 30 minutes? Is it 45 minutes? Is it 60 minutes? Is it 72 minutes? So for these purposes, Rav Moshe felt that a person has 40 minutes after Shkia. He writes this in his Tshuvos, Igros Moshe, or Achaim, Chelek Dalad, Simen, Samech Beis, that one has 40 minutes after Shkia on Erev Shabbos to rely on the Heter Amir Lakum in the Makum HaMitzvah. Rav Simcha Bar Kohn, however, writes, based on a Tshuva written from Rav Moshe to Rav Eider, he felt that it was only 30 minutes what one should be lenient. So Rav Simcha Bar Kohn assumes 30 minutes and not beyond. You can only rely on the Heter 30 minutes. That's all Erev Shabbos. What about Motzei Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Mem Beis has a suffix whether or not that same Heter Bein Hashemashos would apply on Motzei Shabbos. What would the difference be? The difference is because of a suffix, are you going to change the status quo? Erev Shabbos, the status quo is it's not Shabbos yet. Are we going to make a suffix and turn it to Shabbos? So the status quo is it's still Erev Shabbos, it's still Friday, and one could be lenient. But on Shabbos, on the way out, the status quo is it's Shabbos today. To take a period of suffix and Bein Hashemashos and to say it's not Shabbos, that's really changing something around. That would be a reason not to allow the Heter during Bein Hashemashos a Matzah Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham leaves it as a suffix. He doesn't decide what to do. The Beis Meir is quoted by the Be'er Halacha. He does not agree with the Mishnah Berurah, with the Magen Avraham. He thinks, in fact, there is no chilik. Just like there's a Heter of Bein Hashemashos on Erev Shabbos, there's that same Heter of Bein Hashemashos in Matzah Shabbos. And the Be'er Halacha brings rayas for this, it seems, from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. They don't distinguish. They say there's a blanket Heter Bein Hashemashos. If it was true, it only applied Erev Shabbos. They should say it only applies Erev Shabbos, not Matzah Shabbos. So from the fact they don't make such a distinction, says the Be'er Halacha, sounds like the Heter Bein Hashemashos, the Amir Lakum Bein Hashemashos, applies equally Erev Shabbos as it does Matzah Shabbos. And furthermore, the Magen Avraham brings a raya by Hekdesh, and the Beis Meir says that's only a Hekdesh because it's a Din D'oraisa, but Amir Lakum is only a Din D'rabbanan, so we should be Mekel. But in the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and the Be'er Halacha also writes this, that one should be Machmir. Even the Beis Meir himself, who thinks to be lenient, he agrees that one should be Machmir during Bein Hashemashos on Matzah Shabbos, simply because we don't know exactly when Bein Hashemashos is. We don't know what time period. There's a big machlokas. Does it start Shkia? Is it later than Shkia? When does it end? So because of the confusion and we don't know the various timing, the Beis Meir thinks even though in theory one could be lenient on Matzah Shabbos, in practice we can't since we don't know the times. So that's how Mishnah Berurah paskins in Simon Shin Mem Beis not to be mekel on Amir Lakum Bein Hashemashos during Matzah Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring a kula in Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sif Katan Chav Dalad. He brings a kula in the name of the Prima Gadim in terms of having an Akum light a candle, Matzei Shabbos or Shal Shudas. They wanted the bench and they wanted the Davim Marv. So the Prima Gadim thinks one can be lenient and have a non-Jew turn on a light in order to bench, in order to Davin. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shla, who is Machmer, that there's no, even Bitzarach Gadol, such as benching and such as Davening, there was no Heter to rely on the Mila Akum during Bein Hashemashos of Matzei Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sinner Reish Ayin Vav just quotes the opinions, doesn't decide anything. The Mishnah Berurah, however, does write in Simen Tav Reish Chav Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Beis, with regard to Yom HaKippurim, that we know we blow the shofar when Yom Kippur is over, he's lenient to allow the Baal Tokeh to blow the shofar during Bein HaShemashos and Yom Kippur. So one would think, just like there's a heter on Yom Kippur to blow the shofar, which is a Jew doing this, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan to blow the shofar, so some contend the Das Torah proves this, just like we allow the Baal Tokeh to blow a shofar on Bein HaShemashos, which is only Isser D'Rabbanan, he thinks Amir L'Akum should be permitted as well for Bein HaShemashos on all Matzei Shabbos, not only Matzei Yom HaKippurim. But the Machatz Issa writes there in Simon Tov Reish Chav Gimel Sif Chatan Dalad that he thinks is an exception. The shofar is an exception. He just writes Bekama Tomim. There are many reasons for a shofar. It's a big Indian. He doesn't get into why. And this is only heter for blowing the shofar. But with regard to Mila Akum, it still stands that we're Machmir during Bein HaShemashos. So that's how he passed. I spoke to Rav Schechter. He thought there we should not be Mekel at all during Bein HaShemashos of Matzei Shabbos. Rav Simcha Baram Cohen writes that for Tzarach Gadol, he doesn't say what Tzarach Gadol is, but for Tzarach Gadol, real emergency, one could be Mekel on Emil Akum during Bein HaShemashos of Matzei Shabbos. My brother-in-law, who wrote a beautiful sefer Hilchos HaMalkus on Hilchos Shabbos, he suggested maybe you could be lenient in deciding when Shabbos ends. Meaning, many people there, you know, keep 45 minutes, 60 minutes, 72 minutes of Bein HaTam. No one keeps 30 minutes. No one holds like the Gra in America that 30 minutes after Shkia, it's over. The Shabbos is over. The earliest you'll find is 45 minutes. But maybe in this instance, we could be Mekel on the Shita of the Gra. The Shabbos ends 30 minutes after Shkia. Along with then it's Bein HaShemashos, and there's some who hold that you can do Amila Akum of Bein HaShemashos even during Matzei Shabbos. And based on that, 30 minutes afterwards, one maybe can have the non-Jew come and start loading the luggage into the car. So I had asked Rav Shechter what he felt about that. He thought this was a very, very glatt svara. And he said that one may, already after the Groz Tzeis HaKochavim, 30 minutes after Shkia, if there's really a great need, and this seemed to be the case, one can have the non-Jew come in and start loading the car, even though it hasn't yet ended Shabbos for you.